Mercola believes Americans have lost the ability to sense when they are actually full, so they keep eating long after the French would have stopped. In addition, he points out that Americans drive their cars to huge supermarkets to buy canned and frozen foods for the week, while the French tend to shop daily, walking to small shops and farmers markets where they have a choice of fresh fruits, vegetables, and eggs, as well as high-quality meats and cheeses for each meal. Mireille Giuliano, author of French Women Don't Get Fat, decided to write about the subject after discovering she had gained weight after a visit to the U.S. Rather than suggesting how to avoid food, she writes about the importance of restraint, knowing when to stop. Today, she continues to stay slim, and she rarely goes to the gym. Despite all these differences, new reports show that recent lifestyle changes may be affecting French eating habits. Today, the rate of obesity, or extreme overweight, among adults is only 6%. However, as American fast food restaurants gain acceptance and the young turn their backs on older traditions, the obesity rate among French children has reached 17% and is growing.
Page 68. Reading. Read and listen.
How can it be? Americans gain weight while the French stay thin. Have you ever wondered why Americans struggle with watching their weight, while the French, who consume all that rich food, the bread, the cheese, and the heavy sauces, continue to stay thin? Now a report from Cornell University suggests a possible answer. A study of almost 300 participants from France and the U.S. provides clues about how lifestyle and decisions about eating may affect weight. Researchers concluded that the French tend to stop eating when they feel full. However, Americans tend to stop when their plate is completely empty or they have reached the end of their favorite TV show. As a matter of fact, Americans are taught from an early age to clean their plates because children in poorer countries are going hungry. According to Dr. Joseph Mercola, who writes extensively about health issues, the French see eating as an important part of their lifestyle. They enjoy food and therefore spend a fairly long time at the table. In contrast, Americans see eating as something to do quickly, as they squeeze meals between the other activities of the day.